Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. You know, we love digging into fascinating folks in the movie world. And today, well, we've had a real treat.
Yeah.
We're diving into the world of this movie buff, Hella Kosky.
Okay.
And we found her through her interview on Get This UltimateMovieRankings.com.
Ultimate Movie Rankings.
You know those getting to know interviews they do?
Yeah.
Well, hers is just a gold mine of insights.
Oh, cool. What's so special about her?
Well, first of all, buckle up, because this is how she learned to talk watching Doris Day movies.
Wow, really? Talk about classic Hollywood.
Right. I mean, Doris Day, that's like pure sunshine and romance.
And it makes you wonder, did those early films shape her taste?
For sure. I mean, think about it. That bubbly personality, those charming storylines.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she was immersed in those feel-good vibes from the start.
Exactly. And get this, her mom and grandma, they were huge movie fans, too.
Oh, that's so sweet. So it's like a family tradition.
Totally. Like, it's in their DNA, you know?
Yeah.
Sharing those movie moments.
Yeah. It's amazing how movies can bring people together like that.
Oh, absolutely. And the actor she mentions, it's like a blast from the past, Doris Day. No surprise there.
Right.
But also, James Garner, Rock Hudson. Big names, huh?
Huge. All those golden age legends.
And she specifically remembers watching The Thrill of It All with her grandma.
Oh, I love that one.
And that scene with the Chevy Impala driving straight into the pool.
Classic.
Right. It's like those certain scenes just stick with you.
Yeah, totally. They become these like little memory triggers.
Oh, well, time machine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Taking you right back to that moment.
And you know, it wasn't just Doris Day and those romantic comedies.
Mm.
Her grandma was a huge Robert Young fan, Father Knows Best, all that.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Different generations, different icons.
I know, right? But it shows how our tastes can be shaped by the people we love.
For sure. Like a kind of film inheritance almost.
Totally. You pick up those preferences from your family, your friends.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
Have you ever found yourself liking certain movies because of someone in your family?
Oh, absolutely. My dad was a huge sci-fi fan, so Star Wars, Blade Runner, that was our thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Must have been some epic movie nights.
There were.
Now, here's the thing about movie tastes. They evolve, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like everything else.
Exactly. And Hella Kosky, she brings up this hilarious example.
Yeah.
So in the early 2000s, she was really into this movie, Shag.
Mm.
The movie?
Oh, I remember that one.
Total 80s vibe, right?
Big hair, beach parties.
Yeah. But get this, she rewatched it recently, and it just didn't hit the same way.
Interesting. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe some things just don't age well.
Yeah, could be. Maybe the humor feels different now, or the themes.
It makes you wonder what changed her, the world, or maybe both.
Right. It's like our perspective shifts over time.
Totally. Have you ever rewatched a movie and felt totally different about it?
Oh, definitely. Those action flicks I loved as a kid, they seem so cheesy now.
Uh-huh. I know what you mean.
Like, the explosions were cool then, but now I'm like, come on.
Right. You start to appreciate different things in movies as you get older.
For sure. More depth, better storytelling.
And speaking of coming of age, guess what Hella Kosky's first R-rated movie was?
Ooh. I'm intrigued. Let me guess, something totally wild.
It was Paranormal Activity.
Whoa. That's unexpected.
I know, right? Not your typical coming-of-age flick.
And she even says she's not a big horror fan in general.
So why Paranormal Activity? What do you think drew her in?
Hmm. Maybe that found footage style, the psychological suspense.
Yeah, it really plays on those primal fears, right?
Absolutely. That feeling of something lurking in the shadows.
And those jump scares. Even if you're not into horror, they get you.
Oh, for sure. They get your heart racing.
And she talks about seeing Heath Ledger's Joker in The Dark Knight.
Oh, man, that performance was legendary.
She describes this wave of emotions hitting her, like nervousness, excitement, fear.
I get it. Ledger's Joker was just so intense, so unpredictable.
It wasn't just a performance. It was like a force of nature.
Right. And the whole movie, it was like this dark, twisted masterpiece.
The music, the visuals, everything just worked perfectly.
And it stayed with you long after the credits rolled.
Absolutely. Okay, ready to hear Hella Kosky's top five movies.
Bring it on.
Here we go. Avatar, The Sound of Music, The Wizard of Oz, Pillow Talk, and Notting Hill.
Wow, that's quite a mix. From epic sci-fi to classic romance.
And guess what? Three of those were introduced to her by her mom and grandma.
No way, really?
Yeah. The Sound of Music, The Wizard of Oz, and Pillow Talk.
That's amazing. It shows how those family connections run deep.
I know, right? And it makes you think, what would her mom and grandma have thought of Avatar?
Hmm. Interesting question. Maybe they would have loved the visuals, the whole spectacle of it.
Or maybe they'd stick to their classics.
Who knows? But it's cool to see how her Type 5 reflects both those influences, you know?
Totally. Like a blend of old and new.
Yeah. And she's really excited about the Avatar sequels, even though she wishes James Cameron had just focused on one.
Yeah, I get that. Sometimes sequels can feel like overkill.
True. But hey, Cameron's a visionary, so maybe he'll pull it off.
We'll have to wait and see. Now, no surprise here, but Helicoski loves romantic comedies.
Figure.
She lists all the big names. Doris Day, Julia Roberts, Meg Ryan, Sandra Bullock, Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah. The rom-com dream team.
Even Mel Gibson and Tom Hanks make the cut.
Wow, that's a diverse group. What do you think it is about rom-coms that appeals to so many people?
Maybe it's the escapism, the feel-good vibes, the hopefulness.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, in a world that can be tough, rom-coms offer a little bit of sunshine.
Totally. A reminder that love can conquer all.
And for Helicoski, it seems like those heartwarming connections are really important.
Makes sense. She clearly cherishes those relationships in her life.
So you want to know how she discovered Ultimate Movie Rankings?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, it was her mom who introduced her to the site.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Her mom was actually looking up something on Doris Day and stumbled across it.
That's awesome. And it turned into this shared passion for them.
Totally. Like this digital extension of their love for movies.
I love that.
And get this, her mom never actually commented on the site.
Really?
But she loved the classic movie pages.
That's so cool. Like they had this unspoken language of film appreciation.
Absolutely. And here's where things get a bit more, bittersweet.
Oh.
Since her mom passed away, she's found it hard to visit the site as often.
Oh, that's understandable. Grief can be complicated.
She even says she knows it sounds silly.
No, not at all.
But she can't help but associate the website with her mom.
It makes sense. It's like a reminder of their shared love, their bond.
Right. And it shows how movies can be tied to such deep emotions, such personal memories.
For sure. It's not just entertainment. It's a part of our lives.
And even though she's been less active, she wants everyone to know she still loves the site.
That's good to hear.
And she's proud of her Hall of Fame status.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. A true testament to her passion.
The interviewer even expressed his condolences, you know, acknowledged how tough it is to lose a parent.
That's a nice touch. It adds a really human element to the whole conversation.
It really does. You know, this deep dive into Helicoski's world, it's been pretty amazing.
It has.
We've seen her early influences, her changing tastes, those unforgettable movie moments.
Yeah, it's clear that movies mean so much more to her than just entertainment.
Absolutely. It's about family, connection, and those memories that stay with us.
Beautifully said.
And we've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore.
I'm ready for more.
Well, stay tuned because we'll be right back with part two of our deep dive.
Can't wait. It's like Ultimate Movie Rankings became this this link to the past for her. You know?
Right. And it just shows how powerful nostalgia can be, especially when it's tied to something we love.
Like movies. They can really transport us back in time.
Absolutely. And for Helicoski, that website, those movies, it's all connected to those precious memories of her mom.
It's almost like a way to keep those memories alive, you know?
It really is. And it makes you think, did her mom ever realize the impact that simple introduction would have?
Right. Like just sharing a website with her daughter would lead to all this.
And you know, we've all had those moments where a film takes us back to a certain time or place.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like a specific scene, a piece of music.
Yeah. It can trigger a flood of emotions, memories.
It's amazing how deeply movies can get ingrained in our personal narratives.
Like I remember watching E.T. with my brother when I was a kid.
Oh, E.T., classic.
And to this day, whenever I hear that score, it takes me right back to our living room.
That's so cool. Like the movie becomes part of your family history.
Totally. It's not just a film anymore. It's a shared experience, a memory.
Exactly. And for Helicoski, those shared experiences with her mom, they're priceless.
They really are. Oh, and before I forget, there's this other website she mentions.
Yeah.
CogersonMovieScore.com.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. It was pretty popular for a while.
But it seems like Ultimate Movie Rankings really took over.
Maybe it was the community aspect.
Or the in-depth analysis.
Could be. Sometimes a website just clicks with people.
Right. And it becomes more than just a website. It's like a gathering place for fans.
A virtual hangout for movie lovers.
Exactly. And the interviewer asks Helicoski if she has any particularly memorable movie experiences.
Ooh, I love those stories.
Well, she doesn't have a Porky's story, unfortunately.
Oh, too bad. Everyone loves a good Porky's story.
I know, right? But she does share this pretty amazing anecdote.
Okay, I'm listening.
So she's like, 9 or 10 years old, walking along the beach with her mom, and they bump into Patrick Swayze.
Whoa, Patrick Swayze.
Wow. I know, right? Talk about a chance encounter.
That's incredible. What happened?
Well, apparently her mom even chatted with him for a bit.
No way. I bet she was thrilled.
And she loved telling that story to people.
Of course. Yeah. Who wouldn't brag about meeting Patrick Swayze?
Right. It's those little unexpected moments that can become cherished memories.
Especially when they involve a Hollywood icon.
Totally. And it's funny how we associate certain actors with specific periods in our lives.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like Patrick Swayze, he's pure 80s and 90s.
Those iconic roles, that effortless charm.
Yeah. It's like he represents a whole era.
And, you know, as we delve deeper into Helikoski's story, it's clear that it's not just about movies.
What do you mean?
It's about family, it's about shared experiences, and it's about the power of memory.
It's true. Her love for film is so intertwined with her personal life.
And what's really poignant is how it all connects to the themes of loss and remembrance.
That's a really good point. It adds a whole other layer to her story.
Because even though her mom is gone, those memories, those shared moments, they live on through the movies they love.
Just like the films themselves become a kind of legacy, you know?
They really do. And for Helikoski, Ultimate Movie Rankings, it's more than just a website.
It's a connection to her past, to her mom.
Exactly. And it shows how those shared passions can offer comfort and continuity, even in the face of loss.
That's so powerful, right?
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, it's clear that Helikoski's story is about so much more than just her favorite films.
It's a story about the human experience, about how we connect with each other, and how we find meaning in the things we love.
And stay tuned, because in the next part, we'll explore those themes even further and see what other insights Helikoski has to offer. Welcome back, everyone. We're diving right back into Helikoski's movie world.
And picking up on that thread of how our movie tastes, well, they really are tied to our experiences.
Right. Like, it's not just about the movie itself. It's the whole context.
Exactly. The when, the where, who you're with.
It's like the songs that take you back to a certain time.
Oh, totally. Or like a smell that reminds you of your childhood.
It's amazing how our senses can do that, right? Link memories to things.
Yeah. And movies, they hit you with so many senses at once.
The sights, the sounds.
It all gets bundled up into this, like, vivid memory.
And remember how the interviewer asked Helikoski about movies she loved as a kid that maybe wouldn't hold up now?
Oh, yeah. That was a great question.
And she brought up Shag, the movie.
Uh-huh, yeah. I remember thinking that was hilarious back in the day.
But looking back now?
I don't know. Maybe some of the humor wouldn't land the same.
It makes you think about how our sense of humor changes over time, right?
Oh, absolutely. What we find funny as kids.
It's not always what cracks us up as adults.
And it's not just humor. It's our values, our understanding of the world.
And everything evolves.
It's like revisiting a childhood book and realizing, wow, this isn't as amazing as I remember.
Right. It's not the book that changed, it's you.
Exactly. And it's the same with movies, you know?
We develop new tastes, new appreciation for different things.
Like suddenly you're into documentaries or foreign films.
Well, black and white classics.
It's all part of growing up, expanding your horizons.
And Helikoski's Shag confession, it's a good reminder that it's okay for our tastes to change.
Totally. It's not a bad thing. It's just part of life.
It's a sign of growth, of being open to new experiences.
And hey, maybe if we revisit those old favorites with fresh eyes,
we'll discover something new about them.
Or maybe we'll just have a good laugh at our younger selves.
Either way, it's a fun experiment.
Speaking of fun, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive.
I know. I can't believe how much we've covered.
From Doris Day to Patrick Swayze, from Avatar to Shag, the movie.
And it all goes back to this idea that movies are more than just entertainment, right?
Absolutely. They're about connection. They're about memory. They're about the human experience.
And the Helikoski story really brings all of that to life.
It does. It's a reminder that movies can be so powerful, so personal.
They can make us laugh. They can make us cry. They can make us think.
And they can connect us to the people we love, even after they're gone.
You know, as we end this deep dive, I hope everyone listening will take a moment to think about the movies that have had a real impact on their lives.
Those films that hold a special place in your heart.
Maybe it's a childhood favorite or a movie you saw on a first date.
Or maybe it's just a movie that makes you feel good, that reminds you of why you love movies in the first place.
And take some time to appreciate those memories, those connections, those emotions that those movies evoke.
Because that's what makes movies so special, isn't it?
It really is. They're a reflection of ourselves, of our lives, of our shared humanity.
Beautifully said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We hope you enjoyed the journey as much as we did.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep on watching.